If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I was looking this morning at the most consecutive seasons of 10-plus wins NFL all time. The Bills are now fifth, and they're the only team that has not reached a Super Bowl in that seven-year stretch. Not only is every other team, when they have these stretches, been to a Super Bowl, six of the seven have won a Super Bowl. Buffalo hasn't reached it. Losing to Mahomes and Burrow, that's a reason. You can't lose to Bo Nix. You can't lose to Drake May. You can't lose to Liam Cohen and Trevor Lawrence. You can't. Doesn't matter. You can't.
Colin Cowherd.
Well, I don't hate it the way I think many people locally hate it. I do think it obviously ignores a lot. Like, it ignores what kind of seasons any of those teams have had and how good they are. And like Ross kind of said, maybe we'll decide afterwards, like next year, that Jacksonville is really good. And the coach really unlocked Trevor Lawrence and all his skills and all this stuff. And so, you know, I don't like that about it. But it largely is... You're the rock star monster quarterback, and you're the king of the hill standing here. So I think that's kind of how it's worked a lot. I mean, Mahomes and the Chiefs it's a lot of it. Like, none of it's happening because Steve Spagnuolo is a blitz genius entirely, like singularly. Mahomes is such a huge part of everything they've done, obviously. So I think the pressure should be on the Bills. And what I think the real shame of all of it is, you know, we can talk about the roster and all the decisions and whatever's been done here. The fact that all of those guys aren't in it and the Bills are the six is the real, like, the season is the real shame of it. Like, the opportunity to get the one, if everything that Coward just said, I think would almost be inarguable. If the Bills were sitting home this week and the one seed,
yeah, me too,
and the rest of the field, but because I think that's true, I don't think you can just laugh it out of the park or just poke holes entirely in it. He is still the most accomplished, decorated guy left in the conference anyway, so it should land on him and them. I mean, it's not just him, of course. And that is another problem with how it gets framed, I know. But overall, I mean, I don't know. This probably doesn't surprise you or the audience that's been paying a lot of attention, because I'm the one who's been over here the last two off seasons raising his hand going, I got the ball and that dude is on the field with a chance to win. I like my chances. I'll sign for that every time. And I would say that now going into Jacksonville. If it's a minute 40 to go and they need a touchdown to beat the Jaguars and they've got the ball at the 35-yard line, I'm going to expect to win the game. I'm going to go do it.
Expect.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna like their chances anyway. I'm gonna prefer to be. I'd rather be that than defending a 3-point lead with or a 4-point lead with a minute 30 to go with Trevor Lawrence having the ball at my 35-yard line.
Big difference, 3 versus 4. I think.
Sure. I mean is I need a touchdown to win, which is what they were the last 2 years.
I'm on my own 35, like after a kickoff.
No. I'm already.
Sorry.
Wow, you're really getting in the weeds here. So right. I guess I didn't specify. Where did the Bills crap out against the Chiefs two years ago?
Oh, 2 years ago. Well, they missed the kick.
Field goal range.
Yeah.
Last year, midfield. Yeah. So, you know, yeah, that scenario. Make it midfield if you want, just to make it easy. You don't have to worry about whose 35 it is. I got the ball in midfield, minute 40 to go. I need a touchdown. I think I should like my chances there. So I don't think that's unfair to throw on the quarterback and you know, the offense and all of it, you know? Doesn't mean it will be his fault. I mean, a big part of the problem that I had with Bean and the way he defended his receiver choices is the way last year ended. I'm throwing a pass in the flat to Amari Cooper, who can't run away from a cold at that point. And, like, that's my 3rd-and-10 play. So it's not all Allen's fault when it doesn't go together. I just think
that's for sure.
I think a reasonable amount of it should be directed at him. That's how we do it. It's the NFL. You got the rock star quarterback. You should have your best chance to win.
Well, this is really a microcosm of one topic we've gone back and forth on for maybe years, like certainly since last year's loss to Kansas City, which was like, well, where do you point the finger? And I am bracing, not all the time, but when I think of it, I'm bracing for the possibility that Allen has another at least good. Does it need to be great? It is a tougher spot. Like, I don't know if I want to make great the standard, however you would sort of enumerate that. But if he has a, you know, no turnovers, 2 touchdowns, 240-yard kind of game, like last year in Kansas City. It's almost exactly what he did last year. Didn't he also run for 2, or was that a different year? I don't know what I'm going to say that, what I'm going to want to say that, like, at all directs the blame toward him just because Liam Cohen isn't Andy Reid or because Trevor Lawrence isn't Mahomes. I mean, when we talk about McDermott, it's for me like the same point I've made a lot. I don't think I can lose another game in the playoffs the way they've lost them. But I mean that more about defense than about Allen or, you know, anything else. Tyler Bass. Like, for me, that's more that they can't get Mahomes to the ground. They can't take the ball away. And your odds of winning only top out, like, right here in a game like that. And it's just been tough for me to put that on Allen to any reasonable extent. So if I get that again, it's more of a coaching failure or a organizational failure for me. I want to see the game first, you know, and I don't want to assume. I'm not assuming they're going to lose, but even if it's in the second round, Bo Nix was mentioned there too, right? Mm-hmm. Can't lose to him. Can't lose to any of them. Who can I lose to?
Nobody.
Hurts. Who can I lose to that's not disrespectable or unrespectable? What's allowed here? What am I going to do about it anyway? You know, it's all just talk. When it comes to Allen, all it is fodder. Because nothing is going to change with him. Like, he is going to take this team on next year and maybe for years to come. But McDermott is another story. And while it might be unlikely that they would do something about it, it's not impossible, right? I think with Allen, it's impossible. And who would even want it?
Right. I definitely don't think it's impossible with McDermott, but I think I'd add a highly to the unlikely that anything changes, even if they lose and lose badly on Sunday. But yeah, Allen is entrenched. That's not, assuming he doesn't want any of that to change, then that will never change. So yeah, I mean,
because there's nothing that will be done about it,
right?
Unless you're changing above him or even coordinator. Like, you do something like that, then it's a different formula for next year. But really, all there is just fodder. Like, it's nothing to it. And having our fun ranking quarterbacks and deciding whether they're, you know, man enough, quote unquote, to win a championship.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just to boil it all the way down, I do not mind anyone, because, I mean, I've looked at the Bills this way the last two off seasons. So that's why I said, like, it's not, you just alluded to it. I said it too. People who really pay attention, I don't think are shocked to hear me talking this way and hear you talking this way. We've been having this conversation for 2 years running. I think one of these times, whatever flaws I've got defensively, it's personnel, it's schematics, whatever it is, right, that is getting me beat in these games, one of these times when I've got the ball with a minute and a half to go and I need a score to win, you want to be the great rock star quarterback, you got to go do that.
Of course, that did happen in 21.
It did. It did. And that is where this whole thing,
originated.
That's the tree that from which we're all still picking fruit from and having these conversations. And in no way am I trying to lump that one in. Like, that is in a class by itself. But the problem is that it shades every single conversation, not every single conversation. I think it shades a lot of conversations about McDermott. Because he blew it, and there's no argument that he blew it. It was a coaching colossal blunder. No argument. But he's learned, he's evolved, and I don't think that if I hold you to a field goal on your last possession and I get the ball back and I've got this quarterback, that I should be expecting nothing, but at some point you're going to get it done. Because the great ones do that. That is what they do. Otherwise, they're not up on Mount Rushmore. You gotta lead the team to the victory. Just overcoming all the obstacles that your coach may have put in front of you or your defense left you with or whatever it is. Again, sign me up. I've got the ball and a minute 40 to go. I expect I'm going to get home one of these times.
I mean, it's...
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's fair enough, this argument. Like, this is how quarterback sports talk works. The other guys that you think of that were like Allen in somebody that was really good, great, MVP level, but their team couldn't break through, I challenge anybody to find one over the span of like 5 years that has numbers close to Allen. Like, the Peyton Manning comp dies at Bill Belichick's feet because they couldn't score against New England. You know, Manning always lost until he didn't. because they just couldn't get first downs. They couldn't score points. Mm-hmm. The game ends, and it's like Manning blew it. Like, that's what right. you had. And I would say this is probably McNabb. I mean, who are the other guys you think of? It's Lamar Jackson.
Rivers.
Look at Rivers. Look at Lamar Jackson. He's got a loss to Rivers. He's got a loss to Tannehill. He's got one to Mahomes. He's got two to Allen. Look at his numbers in those games. Turnovers all over the place. So, I mean, it wasn't like Baltimore was giving up 30 points to these teams in those losses always. You look at the quarterback, and you can have a hard conversation. Allen has played at a higher level than that
mm-hmm.
over these years. And the hypothetical that's the most interesting here is if, like, these games, like last year in Kansas City, happen Sunday, then what? You know, then it's like he can't be exalted because 32 points allowed, whatever it is. That's where I have the problem. You know, all-time great quarterbacks, sure, they all have Lombardis. They almost all. Who doesn't? Who's the best quarterback ever to not win one? Maybe it's Rivers. I don't know. Breeze got one. Like, Marino, right? Marino.
Yeah.
And I don't have every one of these guys' complete histories, you know, committed to memory. But I'd be looking for the one that in the playoffs was really to blame the most. Because that's just tough on Allen. And if it has to be 2-minute warning losing to sort of overcome this or accomplish whatever it is we're trying to do here, then even that alone is a tough ask, you know? I mean, against playoff teams mm-hmm. on the road, that alone. You wouldn't want him to have to drive to the game-winning touchdown in the final minute to mean something more than he means as a player. You wouldn't have to. Some of these Super Bowl winners never had to do that. You know, they were on teams, whether they just the run out of the competition or their defense, the Ravens team or the Bears or somebody where the defense
right.
is so good.
And those guys, we don't talk about being great quarterbacks.
No, that's right. That's right.
They're just in the – they Brady, have the benefit.
Though, Brady, though. I mean, Brady won 7. So that just sort of cancels Brady. But right. some of his were not
yeah, that's right.
games where he had to drive to the win or anything like that. 803-0550 for your thoughts. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Sabres pregame at 6 on WGR.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.